Deuteronomy chapter 20. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1. When you go out to battle against your enemies and see horses and chariots and a people more than you, be not afraid of them, for the Lord your God is with you, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. I'm the same God who delivered you from Pharaoh and his mighty army. Never forget that. And we need to remember God's former actions, and that'll give us peace to know that he can handle anything that may come our way today. And remember also that he loved Israel enough to deliver them from a horrible existence. And he doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he'll take care of them, just like he'll take care of you too. If you belong to him through Jesus Christ, you're his child too. And it shall be when you are come near unto the battle that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, you approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not, do not tremble, neither be you terrified because of them. Don't be intimidated. Don't be intimidated. Because although you may be outnumbered and outmanned and outgunned, look at verse 4. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. Those enemies may be a lot bigger than you, but always remember that God is a lot bigger than any enemy. No weapon formed against us will prosper, the Bible says. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says that God will lift up a standard against them. 5. And the officers shall speak unto the people, saying, What man is there who has built a new house and has not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man dedicate it. There was a military deferment. If you built a house, and you haven't lived in it yet, God says, go ahead. I don't need you. And you might not like to hear that, but he doesn't. He can handle it. 6. And what man is he who has planted a vineyard, and has not yet eaten of it? Let him also go and return unto his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man eat of it. Yeah, you built a house and you haven't lived in it? Go home. You planted a vineyard and you haven't eaten any of the grapes? Go home. Yeah, come to the army a different time. No big deal. 7. And what man is there who has betrothed a wife and has not taken her? Let him go and return unto his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man take her. There you go. You married someone and you haven't had relationships with her yet? You just go home. Don't worry about it. See, man, with all these deferments, how in the world could Israel have an army? Because the numbers didn't matter, because God was leading the charge. 8. And the officers shall speak further unto the people, and they shall say, What man is there who is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return unto his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. You know, fear has a way of spreading, doesn't it? It did. It did when they arrived at the border of the Promised Land 40 years earlier. 11 of the 12 spies came back and said, We can't go in there. Those guys are too big. And fear spread throughout the entire Israeli camp. And before you know it, they were all threatening to kill Moses and return to Egypt. God says, no, somebody's afraid. If they can't handle it, that's okay. Send them home. You know, God knows how we're built. He knows how we're put together. 9. And it shall be when the officers have made an end of speaking unto the people, that they shall make captains of the armies to lead the people. Somebody has to be in charge, because God is a God of order. 10. When you come near unto a city to fight against it, then proclaim peace unto it. Give them a chance. Give them a chance to repent. Give them a chance to serve the one true God. Verse 11. And it shall be, if it make you answer of peace and open unto you, then it shall be that all the people who are found therein shall be tributaries unto you, and they shall serve you. You don't make them your equal, but if they don't fight you, if they don't want to fight you, if they surrender, then make them your servants, but don't kill them. 12. And if it will make no peace with you, but will make war against you, then you shall besiege it. You gave him a chance. 13. God is very fair, isn't he? He's given sinners a chance today to make peace with him through the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to repent? You want to receive Christ as Lord and Savior? You want your sins forgiven? God is offering you that peace. If you don't want it, well, you're in big trouble. 13. And when the Lord your God has delivered it into your hands, you shall smite every male thereof with the edge of the sword. Kill them all. It was their choice to fight against God's people and God Almighty, so let them pay the price. 14. But the women and the little ones and the cattle and all that is in the city, even all the spoil thereof, shall you take unto yourself, and you shall eat the spoil of your enemies, which the Lord your God has given you. And it is assumed that the women and the children had no say in the matter of accepting an offer of peace, so they were to be spared. 15. Thus shall you do unto all the cities which are very far off from you, which are not of the cities of these nations. Now, the information given in these passages has to do with foreign cities, and not the heathen cities. And the heathen tribes would occupy the promised land proper, okay? They were to be taken care of immediately. They were to be destroyed, not spared. 16. Here we go. But of the cities of these people which the Lord your God does give you for an inheritance, and this is talking about the cities, the people occupying the land of Canaan, the land of promise, you shall save alive nothing that breathes. Nothing that breathes. God has given them over 400 years to repent already. 17. But you shall utterly destroy them, namely the Hittites and the Amorites, the Canaanites and the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, as the Lord your God has commanded you. Utterly destroy them. Wipe them out completely. Don't spare them for any reason at all. 18. Why? That they teach you not to do after all their abominations which they have done unto their gods, so should you sin against the Lord your God. Look, if they haven't repented after 400 years, if they have not repented and God has not seen any repentance in them, and they are sold out to their sin, becoming more and more abominable all the time, then get rid of them, because God doesn't want them influencing his people to do evil. You know, if they're not going to repent and confess their sins to God, which is the least that someone can do if they have a heart to change, then don't spare them. Don't have fellowship with them. It's like people today. If someone offends you, I mean, they sin against you, you are to forgive them from your heart. You are not to be bitter against them. But if they don't confess to you and they don't apologize, God does not expect you to have fellowship with them and treat them as if everything is just fine, because it isn't. And because an apology is the very least that someone can do. How do you know? If they're not willing to apologize and admit that they were wrong, then what's going to stop them from doing it to you again? Or doing it to someone that you love? 19. When you shall besiege a city a long time, in making war against it to take it, you shall not destroy the trees thereof by forcing an axe against them. For you may eat of them, and you shall not cut them down. For the tree of the field is man's life, to employ them as the siege. And it's talking about fruit-bearing trees. Don't cut them down. They're valuable for food. God provides food for us, and he expects us to use it wisely. 20. Only the trees which you know that they be not trees for meat, you shall destroy and cut them down, and you shall build bulwarks against the city that makes war with you until it be subdued.